Hello friends, welcome to V School once again. We are on chapter 8. In the previous chapters, we have seen what is foreign exchange, what is the foreign exchange rate, the markets, how the rates move, how the rates are quoted, and the previous chapter we also saw the different types of accounts that the banks keep for dealing in foreign currency. The point in this chapter we are going to discuss is on the transactions. What do we mean by transactions? Transactions simply means how the bank remits money from one bank to another, from one country to another, in case of both the receipts and the payments. We are going to trace out the transactions which were initially done, like the telegraphic transfers, the mail orders, followed by the bank transfers and the current SWIFT transactions, which are errorless and more secure. So this chapter, we are going to understand the different types of foreign exchange transactions, various types of receipts and payments transactions through these modes of transfers. Why should you know the principles of how rates are quoted and how the transfers are done? An importer or exporter has to deal with foreign currency. He needs to make payments specifically from an importer to the exporter, and he cannot do it on its own because he has to route it through proper channel, and this proper channel is an authorized dealer or the bank. In many instances, the rate quoted may not reflect the current rates, because the rates are dynamic, they keep on changing every minute by minute, 24 hours a day. And hence, one should know the principles of how rates are quoted so that one can extrapolate should the needs arise. So in this chapter, we are going to understand some different concepts of rate, like the cover rate and the base rate. Once you understand this, you get a complete picture of how the rates are quoted by a bank. And based on that, how the importer and exporter makes use of such rates for meeting his obligations in the foreign exchange transactions. Now friends, let's directly jump into SWIFT transfers. What is SWIFT? SWIFT is an acronym for the Society for Worldwide Interbank and Financial Telecommunications. It is headquartered in Belgium. It's members. It is an association or coming together of members, which are mostly banks, and they exchange financial messages for transfer of foreign currencies from one bank to another, and is done on the next day between the members. So it is not only secure, it is not only quick, it is not only happening between the banks, it happens on the next day based on solid financial message, which has a process of sending as well as validating. So you just can't send it. The receiving bank also validates and then establishes the integrity of the transaction, and this is accepted widely by the banks across the globe, and this is the most popular transfer platform for transferring foreign exchange between the member banks. Why SWIFT transfers are important? It is useful for the importer to remit money. It is also useful for the exporter to get money. This money, we are talking in terms of the foreign currency. If an importer wishes money to be remitted to the account of the vendor, that is a supplier, he would instruct the bank. How would he instruct the bank? Based on the invoice provided by the exporter. The exporter's invoice will clearly mention as to what is the amount, what is the description of the goods, what is the name of the bank, what is his account number, and based on that, the importer will present his information to the importer's bank, also called as the issuing bank. The issuing bank will accordingly prepare a message which carries the details of the exporter's bank, the exporter's number, the currency that's to be remitted, the purpose for which the money is remitted, and that brings out one complete message. Once this message is broadcasted by the issuing bank to the exporter's bank. Exporter's bank, upon receiving the message, will validate, will confirm, and once this validation and confirmation is done, it will credit the foreign currency which is received in that message to the exporter's account. And that's how the utility of a SWIFT transfer happens from the importer through his bank, through the exporter's bank, finally reaching the exporter. And these transactions are happening so swiftly, so accurately, that the money that is sent by the importer's bank directly reaches to the exporter's account through the exporter's bank. So that is the beauty of a SWIFT transfer. Now let's look at the telegraphic transfer, properly known as the TT. Until SWIFT became popular, monies were commonly transferred by the telegraphic messages or the TLX. This TT transfers were often referred to as the wire transfer. The TT messages were between the correspondent banks. The remittent bank would send a TLX message to its correspondent bank to make the payment to another bank or a named member to whom such things are to be remitted. In order for the receiving bank to ascertain of the authenticity of the message, the bank concerned will have a code. So this handshake of the code will establish the identity from the sender to the receiver, and this specifically would happen through the telex messages. But we have seen in the previous slide, this was actually replaced by the SWIFT message because of its more accuracy, security, and the reliability by the member banks. Yet another traditional way of transferring messages, financial messages, was the mail transfer, popularly known as the MT. A mail transfer is an order in writing to pay the beneficiary a certain amount. And when we talk about this order in writing, these instructions were sent by post. The receiving bank, on receipt of this order, will verify the signature of the sending bank's officials, and once the signatures are verified, it will honor the order and make the payment based on what the description of the payee is. So we have already seen two traditional, that is a telegraphic transfer, mail transfer, and one contemporary, that is a SWIFT transfer. Now, demand draft is the most traditional and the oldest one. What do you mean by demand draft? It's an order by a bank on its branch in another country to pay the amount of the draft to the person named on the draft. So this is more sort of indigenous. It is made on the bank's own paper, which is called as a demand draft, and it is simply an order on its branch in another country to pay the amount of the draft to the person named on the draft. Alternatively, this would be a check, which in the popular terms, in the banking terms, is also known as a banker's check, drawn by the bank on its account with another bank in the country of the currency. So specifically, demand drafts are the banker's checks issued in foreign currency to meet the obligation as desired by the applicant, obviously subject to the exchange control regulations. Now, having understood the different types of remittance that happens from traditional to the contemporary, now let's peep in to some of the rates which are quoted by the bank and utilized by the bank for day-to-day foreign exchange transactions. The first one is the cover rate. Cover rate is the rate at which a bank can either buy or sell foreign currency to square its position. As we have seen, no bank would like to keep an open position. No bank would like to make a transaction at loss, and hence squaring of this position, whether it's a buy or a sell, has to be done. If an importer wishes to buy US dollars, the rate at which a bank can buy the US dollar is known as the cover rate. So cover rates are useful for squaring of the transactions. Next important rate is the TT rate. What is the TT rate? TT rate is basically a spot rate used for remittances from one country to another by telegraphic transfer. That is for transaction in which the receiving and the paying over of the amounts involved are almost simultaneously. Remember, we discussed about the forward rates. When we talk about the forward rates, these were rates somewhere future to the spot. But when we talk in terms of the TT rates, these are done simultaneously, instantly. And hence, the risk of future date is less. And hence, these are useful for paying over the amount simultaneously. And there is no question of interest because there is no question of risk involved in such case of the TT rates. Next important rate we are going to understand is the base rate. What is a base rate? A base rate is a rate which forms the basis for computation of the spot and the forward rates. This is the rate which helps us to understand how much margin the bank has involved while quoting this rate to its customer. This is arrived at from the cover rate after making the provisions against any adverse movements of the rates. The base rate used to calculate rates and should be lining the market rates because you cannot be too high, too low. You should be competitive, yet you should be profitable. And for this reason, banks load a margin which is competitive and by which it not only stays in profit, but it also ensures that it does not do any transaction at a loss. The spread is a difference between the actual cover rate and the base rate. That is a profit that is loaded, which is normally 1% for the US dollars and 2% for the European currencies. Now let's look some more details about the TT buying rate and the TT selling rate. What do you mean by buying rate? Buying rate is specifically when the bank buys foreign currency for the local currency. So generally, the bank will obviously want to make a deal in this. The buying rate is applied for clean inward remittances, conversion of proceeds of items sent on collection, cancellation of forward sale contracts, outward transfers, telegraphic transfers, mail transfers, etc. Now, how do you actually calculate the buying rate, TT buying rate? Let's understand this with an example. Suppose a spot is US$1 is equal to Indian rupee 82.85 to 83.05. We have the first as the bid and the second as the offer. The base rate, say US$ is $1 is equal to 1 INR, INR 82.85, Indian rupees 82.85. Now, remember when we say buying rate means you are actually converting actual buying rate. So we have to deduct an exchange margin of say INR 0.08285. This is the margin which we have to adjust with the spot rate in order to arrive at the buying rate. So when we deduct, you see this slight deductions, what happens on the spot rate? It becomes lesser than the spot rate. And the bid rate, which was 82.85, becomes, after adjustment, 82.7672. And this will be rounded off to Indian rupees 82.77. So in this buying of foreign currency, the bank will buy and make a profit by deducting slight exchange margin. This is what we referred to as the slight adjustment that it makes to the spot rate, so that the customer gets his purpose fulfilled and the bank gets his profit margin behind every transactions. Same way, when we talk about selling rate is for outward remittance. When we actually convert this local currency into foreign currency. So it also useful for import documents received directly by the importer, whether a payment has to be made to the exporter, then forward purchase contract cancelled, as well as for cancellation for purchase such as the bill purchase that is returned unpaid. Now let us try to calculate this TT selling rate. Just like we make an adjustment of deducting a small portion of margin from the spot that was the bid offer, here we'll look into the offer, that offer rate, which is the second part of the two-way quote. So a spot is say US$1 is equal to Indian rupees 82.85 to 83.05, and the base rate is say US$1 is equal to INR 83.05. We will making a small adjustment to this, so we'll have to add exchange margin of say 0.20%, so that is say around INR 0.1661. So the TD selling rate would be 83.2161. So it would be slightly more than we saw the offer rate of 83.05. And this will be finally rounded off to the Indian rupees 83.22. So the point we are trying to make here is, whatever fine adjustments in rates with the deduction or adding of margin that happens to the base rate, that finally brings up the TT buying rate or the TT selling rate. And this exchange margin which we are talking about, that depends upon the bank's policy. It's more or less keeping in mind the trends in the market. One has to be competitive and yet has to be profitable. So this small fine tuning happens to the TT rate, which from this calculation we get the TT buying rate and selling rate. And remember, we saw bank's profit, maximum profit, a large portion of profits comes from the forex treasury, and this strategy of putting this exchange margin on the base rates will decide how much profitable the bank would be. Now let's look at the bill buying rate. When we talk about the bill buying rate, this is specifically applicable when the bills are either purchased or discounted or negotiated. Especially when we talk about buying, this is when we are supposed to get money, that is foreign currency, into local currency. So more in case of an export bill. It can also, in case of a demand drafts payments, mail transfer, telex transfer, the bank has to claim cover after the payments. When we talk about the bill buying rate, the bank must consider approximate date on which the account maintained abroad would be credited, because it's no good that only the advice has come, but the payment should also be reflecting into its nostro account, and based on that, the rates would get quoted, and this can be achieved by adjusting the spot rate by the forward margin, as we have seen for the TT buying rate and selling rate. The same rules will also apply to the bills buying rate and to the bills selling rate. Now, when we talk about bills, there is one special concept we should understand, especially when we have a forward bill buying rate, that is a notional due date. When customers enter into forward contracts, the understanding is that on the agreed date, the customer will hand over to the bank the bills of exchange and other export documents that will entitle to receive the foreign exchange. So based on these documents, whether it's the demand bill or Usan's bill, the bank will then actually negotiate the documents, and based on that, the payment will come in the foreign currency if it's a foreign bill, especially when it's a forward bill, bill of exchange. As the documents have to be presented before the foreign exchange is paid, the transit period for the documents to reach the paying bank has to be calculated, and this date arrived is known as the notional due date. So the notional due date refers to the transit period for the documents to reach the paying bank, and this also needs to be factored while actually you quote a forward bill buying rate. The notional due date is a normal transit period plus the Usan's period plus the grace period. So Usan period is the period on which the bill matures, and the practice customs of our providing the grace period also for making a payment within those extra days is also to be considered for arriving at the notional due date. So the notional due date is accumulation of the normal transit period plus the Usan's period plus the grace period. In most countries, the normal transit period has been prescribed. Like the bill buying rate, we also have the bill selling rate, specifically for transfer of proceeds of import bills, except for the import documents received directly by the importer. Sure, here the outgo of foreign currency happens specifically on behalf of the importers. The base rate in this calculation will be on the TD selling rate, to which the exchange margin will be added. Once again, this is similar to the TT selling rate, which we discussed for fine-tuning on the base rate. Now, in general, the buying rates and the selling rates will conclude this chapter. These buying rates are known as the merchant rates. This can be summarized as follows: the spot buying rates, base rate plus approved exchange margin, spot bill buying, base rate plus minus ongoing forward discount premium depending upon the transit period and the tenor of the bill and the appropriate exchange margin. The forward CD buying rate is base rate plus minus ongoing forward discount premium depending upon the delivery plus appropriate exchange margin. The forward bill buying is the base rate plus minus ongoing forward discount premium depending upon the delivery period of the bill, the transit period and tenor of the bill plus the appropriate exchange margin. Similarly, when we talk in terms of the selling rate, the spot TD would be the base rate minus appropriate exchange margin. Spot bill selling is base rate minus appropriate exchange margin minus handling charges. The bill's selling cover rate minus appropriate exchange margin. The cover rate is the rate at which the bank would be able to acquire the currency on the date of quotation. So friends, with this, we reach the conclusion of the chapter, specifically on this aspect. Receipts and payments. Foreign exchange transactions takes place in many ways. Most common are the SWIFT transactions. The other ways can be mail transfer, telework transfer, or even demand drafts. The rates quoted will depend upon the kind of transactions and message and will be either a cash rate, a TD rate, or a bill rate. So with this, we cover a very important aspect on the foreign exchange transactions, both in terms of the receipts and the payments, and that takes us further to learn more further details on foreign exchange transactions in the next chapter. Thank you very much.